In August this year, the Developing Northern Australia Conference will be hosted in Alice Springs. The conference brings together leaders from across government, industry, research and community to explore opportunities and work together to drive progress for everyone's benefit. The conversation will continue on efforts to strengthen the economy and community in Northern Australia across WA, the NT and Queensland. The Wire's contributor from 8CCC, Kate Lyons-Dawson, started asking Chair of the Developing Northern Australia Conference, Craig Doyle, for more.
It's the above the Tropic of Capricorn, the whole top of Western Australia, all of Nentie, and what I call the best half of Queensland, the top half. Yeah, it's the whole of Northern Australia.
That's a big area.
Yeah.
And it covers a lot of different landscapes and temperate zones.
Yeah, and that's why I think the conference, it's been an annual conference, as I say, it's the 12th year that you've mentioned. It's my first year as the chair. It's not my first year at the conference, but my first year being involved in the organisation and being part of the organising committee. And I think that's why this conference is so unique. It's trying to find across that broad spectrum of Northern Australia and everything that comes with it, how we can have speakers and content that people want to come and, you know, come to the conference, network and hear about things and opportunities for Northern Australia. And
some really interesting panels and speakers so far. I see that our Chief Minister here in NT has been invited, but it's still just on the invited. You haven't got a confirmation on that?
Oh, I'm sure the Chief Minister will attend. Yeah, we're just waiting feedback. Obviously, very busy calendars. But apart from the Chief Minister, we've got very lucky to have the Minister for Northern Australia federally, Madeleine King, big supporter of Northern Australia. We have the federal member, and we have relevant ministers from Queensland and Western Australia as well speaking, which I think is very important. They're the decision makers and can help us in the North. And also, we've got a bit of a panel this year with them as well, which is great. So real focus. And we've got other people. We've got the Assistant Minister for Northern Australia, Nita Green, who's actually from Cairns. Senator Green's going to talk on the Friday as well. So, yeah, we're very, very pleased with the people who have signed up.
Is this the only real forum where you do get across, you know, government and across a state about these sort of things?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, Northern Territory had an investment summit last year, and I know the Pilbara Summit in Western Australia is massive, which I held at Karratha. But I think, you know, I'm probably a little bit biased, Kate, but I think this is one where it looks at the whole of Northern Australia. We're very conscious to make sure there's representation in our speakers and our content across all three jurisdictions, because we're all in the North, but I don't think anyone could say the top of Western Australia is exactly the same as Alice Springs or is the same as Cairns. So it's all very different. So we recognise that. Why we think it's such an important conference every year is it does bring, and as you said, there's a lot of researchers doing some great work as well that have got covered off in the agenda, as well as private, government and others. So yeah, we've tried to really, I know I actually had a look at all the submissions for the speaking spots, Kate. I assessed all of them. So we had about 2.5 times what we were able to fit in.
I noticed Jimmy Cocking from Desert Knowledge Australia there is on the environment, climate and natural resource transition, a very important part of developing any plan for the North. You've got the independent controller of water resources, Andrew Johnson, water being a very big topic here in NT anyway. Yeah. I dare say, I don't know about Queensland, you're pretty full of water right now.
Yeah, that's a really good pickup. Yeah, we never get it perfect. I'm sure there'll be some people who could probably give us some feedback to the contrary. But yeah, we're very clear to try to understand what the key topics are. You know, we're very, very pleased. We've got Michael Camelingo from Housing Australia coming up and presenting in a keynote. Housing Australia, I'm sure they've probably been at a conference, but we're very, very excited that they're going to come and talk about what they do. We've got my little bit of background with NAIF. We've got an investment panel on the afternoon of the first day with National Reconstruction Fund and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So between, you know, those three agencies, special investment vehicles, there's tens of billions of dollars available for funding. So for them to talk about what they're looking to fund in Northern Australia.
Over this time, would you be able to say what the conference has sort of brought together for the northern part of Australia?
Yeah, look, I think it's just an opportunity for people to get together once a year. The fact that it's in regional, although it was Cairns last year, some people don't count Cairns as regional, but it is really. Karratha in Western Australia has had it a couple of times, Alice, Darwin. Look, I think it's just a great opportunity for different people to come together. And I think, you know, I've had feedback from around making sure that the fact that we went to the trouble and, you know, the organising committee's done a fantastic job. We didn't change the dates lightly, but we wanted the key decision makers to be there. We're really, really trying to make sure sure every year that the topics are relevant. Now, that'll change and everyone will have a different perspective on that, Kate. So, look, I think apart from what the money that the conference brings into the town, it's just about making sure, as you know better than anyone, and in my previous role at NAIF, the North is hard, but it's fantastic. It's got fantastic opportunities. So I think any opportunity that the key people who link to the North, as you said, with water and Indigenous outcomes and housing and all these other things that we know are a problem, and we're talking offline, you know, around the world's economic and geopolitical state.
That was Craig Doyle from Developing Northern Australia Conference, speaking with ACCC's Kate Lyons-Dawson.